Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Marks and Reese. Giglio finishing up the week in the Ike Reese chair. Ike returns on Monday.
What?
Good time to get in. 215-592-9494. We're looking for camping tips for Joe Giglio as he goes on his excursion to the... There it is. Were you a Boy Scout growing up, a Cub Scout?
I wasn't. So I didn't get into any camping until maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
And then I went a couple, maybe once a summer or so. But now, again, it's the first time with kids, so it's a whole different.
You got to bring a lot of bug spray.
Oh, I got that. I have bug spray.
Like industrial size, like wholesale size of bug spray.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the bugs.
Yeah, bugs are. I mean, it depends. Like with me, bugs never bother me.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I just like I don't want everyone freaking out.
What do you
bugs.
Mean bugs never bother you?
I don't have. Apparently, I don't have good blood. I honestly can tell you that mosquitoes. I've never had a mosquito bite.
What?
Mosquitoes don't bite me.
You're the luckiest guy in the world.
I'm telling you, I have this Medigon sour blood where they know not to go near me. Now my wife, who is she's Egyptian, she can't even go. She can't go outside. I mean, they get her inside. She gets bug bites. Literally, she goes outside for 2 minutes, she'll be like, bug bite, and it'll be like a huge, red, itchy bite.
I get a lot. When I walk the dog in the morning, in the summer when it's humid, I wear sweatpants.
So they go after you, too?
Yeah, it's like 75 degrees, I'm sweating, but like if I wear shorts, I get bit up.
Is that right?
Yep.
Huh. Now they don't like me. All right, 215-592-9494. Get in. We're commercial-free for a while here. Great time to get in. All right, also, two things here. JT Realmuto... Todd Zielecki comes out with a report today, and it's just more along the same lines of what we've been hearing. And this is what he said, quote, best bet at this point is that Realmuto hits the open market and the Phillies try to sign him then. So conversations between the Phillies and JT's agent aren't being productive right now. They're not productive right now because clearly they're in the pre-COVID-19 mode of, hey, this is what we're looking for. Jim Salisbury joined us earlier, and he said they're looking to break records for catching contracts. And the Phillies right now, like, if I'm the Phillies, I'm assuming that whatever they were offering pre-COVID, they're not beating that now, and they probably went backwards, if anything.
So he was talking about two guys. He mentioned Paul Goldschmidt and he mentioned Maurer. Maurer, a catcher, 23.6 a year, and Goldschmidt was 5 years, 130. If you start thinking about the numbers here, we're talking about over $140 million. And that's what I kind of read between the lines of $140 million for a catcher in his 30s. It's a lot of money.
I would assume that a five at 25 a year gets it done. Right around that ballpark, right?
No,
I know they were asking
that would
for six.
I think that would do it.
But I'll bet you that gets it done. So that tells me the Phillies aren't anywhere near that.
That means 5, 125.
That means the Phillies are probably a 3 or 4 years with a much less average annual salary, like maybe 4 for 80, 4 for 85, which is something that they're not willing to settle on right now.
Yeah, and I'm beginning to get worried here that they're gonna let him go to free agency and someone's gonna overpay, and we have an owner here and everyone thinks he's gonna spend and won't let him go. But the Phillies have never gone over the luxury tax ever in their history, and if they sign Realmuto, there's just no way they can't go over the tax. Like that's gonna be part of the way the team is built.
It's easy to say just give him whatever he wants to, but then the same fans will be bitching when they're not signing players they need to help fill in holes to try to turn them from maybe a playoff team to a contending team.
Oh, we don't have a bullpen now because we have expensive players at four positions. That's a problem.
Right. So we have that. Are you worried about losing Realmuto? 215-592-9494. Joe's very concerned about it. It's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. They're offering 5 years, no interest on diamond rings. during the month of July. Get your diamond engagement ring for your lady. Get it done and pay it off over the course of 5 years, interest-free. Marks-Jewelers.com. That's where they are. And most people right now, Joe, are concerned about losing JT Realmuto. In our poll, it is 47% losing confidence, and 34% say think he's gone.
That's a little doom and gloom right there.
It's Phillies fans, baby.
Doom and gloom.
Yeah, because
I think they're reacting to the weather outside.
Well, but here's the thing. If Norman Brayman owned the Phillies, I would say, yeah, he's probably gone.
Yeah, JT's gone.
But John Middleton, that's egg in his face, right? Like he was the hero in Bryce Harper. He made sure that it got done. He's trying to build a contender. He doesn't want to tick Bryce off. So now he's just going to let the Mets sign JT Realmuto. It is a risk letting him get the free agency, though. It's a risk.
Well, of course, and especially if the Mets, who have his former agent as a GM and a new owner coming in, want to make a big splash, all of a sudden we have an issue.
I'm worried about the Mets. I'm worried about the Mets.
That would be a double kick.
It would be a disaster to lose him to the Mets. A total disaster. All right, so there's that. Hang on, we'll get into that. Secondly, let's play it, Jack. The Boston Red Sox. So there's talk in Major League Baseball that that they're going to pipe in crowd noise into stadiums, into empty stadiums, to give it more of a natural feel. You have some players that hate the idea. You have some players that love the idea. Here's what it sounded like. Boston did it during their inter-squad game. Here's what it sounded like. There you go. Sounds good to me. So that's a home run. So not only would there be just during the game where you have just regular background noise, you would have a guy that has, it's like Jack Fritz with the buttons, the soundboard, to where there's a big hit. Like, think of it, crack of the bat, and that's where you put the rise in the crowd and then the chanting in the background. Bryce is rounding second base. The crowd's, and then it slowly fades down after he crosses home plate. I love the idea.
Good in theory, but I don't trust Soundboard Jack or Soundboard Sells, whoever it's going to end up being. And if we're going to go with the cheers, I need the booze. If you're going to have authentic crowd noise and try to make it feel real, then I need Velasquez booed off the mound in the third inning. Pivetta booed off the mound in his first start in, what, the fourth inning, fifth inning?
Yes.
Whatever inning that's going to be. Bryce strikes out. He's in an 0-for-12 slump. We need to hear a little bit of booze there. If we're going to do it, you got to do it right. I don't know about this.
So Anthony Rendon and the Angels, they tried it out. He called it stupid. He'd rather have silence or music. He does not want it. Meanwhile, Justin Turner of the Dodgers loved it and said that it gave him a little bit of adrenaline. He hopes all stadiums will have it this year. So you can see some players like it, some players don't. Here's the only thing I care about. The hell with the players. I don't care about the players. The players are making money, right? I'm the consumer that's watching it at home. I can't go to the game. I'm trying to watch it at home, right? So when I'm watching it at home, the best experience is to make it as normal as possible. And we know there's not going to be anybody in the stadium. But you can forget about that during a game because when you watch it, it sounds normal. And pumping in artificial sound while, like Rendon said, that it's like being told you're eating a hamburger and there's a slice of pizza in front of you. I mean, come on. All they're doing is they're trying to improve everything for the viewer at home or even if they're doing it for the player there. I love the idea, and I can't wait. Give me the fake crowd noise, Joe. 215-592-9494. What do you think? Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, go ahead. How are you?
I don't like the idea at all. It's like the incredible Whopper, the meatless Whopper at Burger King. I really don't like the idea at all. And, just some camping advice for Joe. Bring some flashlights with some new batteries. All the kids have to have their own batteries, by the way. My idea of camping these days is getting a s'mores martini at Applebee's and a Red Roof Inn for $59 a night with a comfortable bed, hot shower, and some cable TV. But good luck, Joe. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Dennis. And I will make sure we have the flashlights ready to go.
Yes, with the crowd noise, the thing that's interesting, it's going to be a real slippery slope if you use it in football. And I'm on the goal line, and you raise the volume and one of my guys jumps off sides, and that could change the whole dynamics of a football game in the NFL, that's for sure.
Yep.
On the earlier show today, we were talking about You know, if there wasn't any crowd noise, I don't see how two even teams playing in the stadium, how the home team could be a 3-point favorite like his been in Vegas.
It may change, Dennis. It may change it, right? And thank you for the call. It may change it.
We talked about that before the show, just hanging out, like, because that's always been the thing. Home field advantage is 3 points. I have no idea how much no fans will impact the NFL.
So Ike, when we had this discussion, because I don't think it's fair to have 25,000 people in one stadium and no people in another stadium. I just don't think it's fair. Mm-hmm. Now I think the NFL will do it just because they would rather have 25,000 fans in there paying than have nobody at all.
Well, some revenue is better than no revenue.
Sure. So, like, I get it. First of all, I think it's dangerous to put that many people in a stadium right now, especially with how cases are rising. There is a new high in cases in Pennsylvania, the highest since May, so cases are going up. But anyway, I don't think it's fair. But B, like Ike said this. Ike said that the bigger deal is, like, Seattle is like, oh, Seattle's such a home field advantage. It's also the furthest distance to travel of any team in the NFL. So if you're in Philly, yeah, that may be a tough place to play because of the noise. You're also flying the furthest that you can fly to any other city. So travel also goes into it as far as being on the road.
Yeah, like, well, the Eagles are home week two this year against the Rams. Theoretically, it's a double whammy for the Rams, right? They have to travel west to east to play the Eagles and the crowd. Now, the one part of it's not going to be there, the crowd, but they still have to travel, to Ike's point. They still have to travel.
Yeah, he's right.
I mean, that's a significant difference.
Yeah, big time. We didn't pay off the Redskin tease from earlier, so let's do it quickly. One of the finalists for the Washington Redskins, and there will no longer be the Redskins. They're going to be the Washington. I saw the Warriors. Mentioned earlier today.
That kind of fits.
The Red Tails were also mentioned.
That was one of the first ones that I saw, Red Tails.
Yes, but now a new one that's gaining momentum, according to some dude in Washington that's at the NBC Sports affiliate down there. The Red Wolves.
What?
The Wolves?
It might have been Fred Smoot, former Redskin cornerback Fred Smoot's idea. The Red Wolves.
We're taking Fred Smoot's ideas on naming teams now?
The Washington Red Wolves.
Such a bad
name. Why can't
they
just use the Skins?
I don't know.
That would still be.
Yeah, I think that's still
enough.
It's still part of the. I think the Red Tails works. I think that they could use the same uniform. I think they want to use the same colors, right? The burgundy. They don't want to change that branding.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to be blue and white.
Yeah, they'll still be the burgundy and yellow.
Right. Yeah, they're going to keep the same colors, but there's going to be no. It's not even going to be. Nothing's going to be similar other than that. Is what I read today.
I don't get why they won't just be the Hogs. Back to the best
the Washington Hogs.
Yeah, the best air in franchise history. Like, at least there's something
What's
there.
What's the logo if you're the Hogs? Pig?
Yeah.
Or, like, just an old offensive lineman, like Russ Grimm.
Russ Grimm, yeah. Just put Russ Grimm's face.
I picture Russ Grimm in his mustache.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, though.
Yeah, well,
Washington Hogs.
What about the Red Wolves?
The Red Wolves, at least the Washington Red Wolves, I don't think it's good.
Is there many Red Wolves in
I like the Warriors.
Washington, D.C.?
The Warriors.
Warriors could work.
There's a lot of Warriors. How many more Warriors do we need?
Yeah, well, they can never be the top Warriors if they're the Warriors.
So, but they said to be the Red Wolves?
I'm out on the Red Wolves, too. I'm just saying that, like, there's already 1,000 Warriors.
You remember that St. John's changed their name to the Red Storm. They were the St. John's Redmen during the heydays of the 80s.
Yes.
And then, you know, 30 years before Daniel Snyder was forced into doing it, they said, hey, this is offensive. We got to change your name.
Didn't Syracuse do the same? They were the Orange Men. Now they're just the Orange.
They're not the Orange Men?
No, I think they're just a Syracuse Orange.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, you can't have anything anymore. I mean, anything that anyone would say, you can't have that.
But for the Redskins, or for Washington, I guess I got to stop saying the Redskins. And I'm going to continue to say the Redskins until I get it out of my head.
Well, I still say.
I say the Florida Marlins.
And the San Diego Chargers.
I do it all the time, too.
Yeah, it's going to take time.
But it'll be this year. So they will never be the Redskins again.
Well, the clock's ticking. They better come up with a name. The game's starting in a couple months.
Isn't training camp 17 days away?
Yeah.
Oh, also with that, there are a lot of NFL players now that are saying unless they figure out the safety thing, there's no season this year. There was another player. The offensive tackle that went from Nate Solder had said on Twitter that that unless they figure it out, there's going to be no football in 2020.
You know, everyone, and I'm not trying to defend baseball. Everyone got on baseball for all their back and forth. Now, this might be more than money, but I have a feeling that football is going to be similar. Like, they have to start from scratch. Basketball and hockey was like, guys, can we just finish this thing? We're 75% of the way. Let's finish it.
Yeah, I don't know if the 28th of July everybody's going to be in training camp. There might be some things to work through.
They're not going to be.
All right, Mark Sinarisal, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Back to the phones. We have Ryan in media. Ryan, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Ryan. What's up, buddy?
So I think Washington Wild Hogs would be a better than just Washington Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
The Wild Hogs, huh? Yeah, that's all right. I like Jack's idea to where you're still going back to the roots of your franchise with what you were when your teams were at the best in the 80s and the 90s. So, I mean, it works. I'm in.
Yeah. But as for the whole Deshaun Jackson thing I want to bring up, I know that, you know, the whole anti-Semitism thing, a lot of people seem to be a little uneducated in the whole realm of religion, Judaism. I was a religious major, so just to kind of give a little info on that, like, I might actually have Hebrew roots myself, there's so many different Jewish groups out there, you can't really lump every single Jewish person into the right. same category under one umbrella. And same thing with, like, you know, when you take out any religion, whether it be Christianity, Islam, you know, you have the Sunnis and the Shiites, you know, they're two separate groups with two different.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Not so, everybody's the same, to your point, yes.
Yeah. So there's that aspect of it. Obviously, there's a lot of ignorance that goes on many levels. But just want to throw that out there. It's just a, you know, so people are aware that you can't just throw every one group of people into one category, that that not everybody has walked the same walk of life and believes in the same thing, even if they're Jewish or had the same, you know.
It's a great point, background. Ryan. What did you like the idea of fake crowd noise at the Phillies games?
You know, I don't mind it. I think it's kind of, if it was similar to like any of the video games that you play, you know, if
yes.
You know, whether it be Major League Baseball or anything, you know, the crowd, you know, you hit a certain play and the crowd goes nuts, you know, to a certain extent.
It's really, like, fun. It's Ryan, it's really not that difficult. I mean, why does everybody think this would be so bad?
Because there's elements we're not thinking about. Like, let me give an example. If we're just programming that a Philly guy gets a hit, right, a Phillies player gets a hit, we cheer. What happens when this year's Sean Rodriguez happens? Last year, Sean Rodriguez would get hits and get booed. Like, there's no real emotion to it because it's just a button. Like, how does the button guy know we don't cheer Sean Rodriguez?
Well,
we boo Sean Rodriguez.
You got to have a Philly guy.
Yeah, you do. No,
so
I don't think there's going to be booing.
Then it's not real enough. I want booing.
Maybe booing and, well, you're not booing your own players, because I don't know if the Phillies players would appreciate an employee of the Phillies booing them.
But that's not authentic then.
But
get booed sometimes.
It's only gonna be so authentic, right? I mean, it's not the real thing, and we know that. You're just trying to make the experience of watching a game, and even for the players, you're trying to just recreate it as best that you can. So I don't want to sit at home and watch a Phillies game to where I can hear the players talking in the dugout, or like something, the cooler drops off the bench and you hear it like it's in front of you. I don't want to hear that. I want it to sound like a regular baseball game. That's what I want. All right, on Deshaun Jackson, according to Adam Schefter, he met with a group against anti-Semitism yesterday, and he's meeting with a 94-year-old Holocaust survivor today trying to educate himself. That's according to Adam Schefter. And that is great to see and great to hear. Because the last thing I want to do is continue to talk about Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, some good action steps that don't involve being on social media.
Yes.
Go talk to real people.
Yes.
Stop liking things.
So apparently he's already doing that. So that's very good news if you're an Eagle fan and you're a fan of Deshaun Jackson being an Eagle. So there you go. All right, back to the phones. We have Frank in Mullica Hill. Frankie?
Hey, man. Hey, how you doing?
Is this the Frank?
Yeah, I used to sing and stuff.
I know you. What's up, Frankie?
Yeah, it seems like to me the Phillies have a chance at like a to do some like charity work as far as putting up some big screens in some football fields.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, see, you have some screens, so you capture all that live reaction, and you try to sync it with the actual game, which might be kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to like watch fans react live in their own space? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I just watch. Get the sound. You put the sound over the broadcast from, say, a football field anywhere. Not just one field, but several fields, a few fields in Jersey, a few fields in PA. And you capture the sound and you try to sync it up with the game. And therefore, it's not fake sound. It's actually – but you got to – there can't be like a ridiculous delay.
It would have to be synced up.
It would be hard to pull off, I think. I mean, it's a cool idea if we get a real fans' reaction from wherever they are, you know, pumped into the ballpark.
And I love Frank. I have no interest. Like what they tried to do with the draft, the NFL draft, and I understand what they were trying to do. It was the worst part of the draft, where they would have the fans up there and they're like, "Oh, let's go Eagles!" Like, I don't have interest in that.
Also, it was delayed, so like Goodell's going to them and they're like, "Wait, is it my turn yet?"
Yeah, there was that delay where it's like, yeah, you're expecting one thing and then they're all just kind of looking at there, and then when you're already like, "Oh, well, they're not reacting to it," then they start the reaction.
They pulled off a lot of things well in the NFL draft on TV. That was just unnecessary.
And I'm not even going to rip them for it because I know what they were trying to do. It's the first time they didn't have
fans,
so they're trying to recreate it. The NFL's all about fans, you know. But no, I don't need any of that. Just fake crowd noise is all I need.
I need the booze, though.
You can have some booze for the opposing team. I mean, you're not gonna when Sean Rodriguez comes back into town, you can have fake booze, really, really heavy. Let's go to Greg in Atlanta. Has some camping tips, Greg.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Joe.
Greg,
have you consider yeah.
What do you got for me?
If you consider glamping.
What's glamping?
Glamping.
Like glamorous. So camping. It's glamorous camping. So you're outside, you're camping, you can be on a stream, you can have like all the everything you want from home.
Flat screen TV, recliner, you're in a tent.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures of this now. It actually looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it's like it's really cheap, and take it from somebody who had a 3-year-old camping on a weekend. When I went to do some whitewater rafting, and my wife and he was sitting back waiting for me the entire day, all day Saturday. It rained. I didn't care, but I knew that they weren't having fun. I'm pulling down the hill after we go whitewater rafting. She's got the tent packed, the car running. She's got clothes for me to change into. She says, "We're getting the hell out of here. I can't stand that." And they couldn't keep him, occupied for 8 hours when it's raining. Glamping's a little bit of everything, Joe. You may want to consider it. I don't know if you can do it this time, but maybe next time. It's got everything. You can put the tent wherever you want on the stream. You have a little fire. People come out and do stuff for you, you know.
Yeah, so I think.
Do they have servers and things like that? And
can I
and
order
to make your bed?
Yeah, can I order breakfast?
I'm sure in this day and age you can do whatever you want. If you need to call and you need to get Uber Eats or DoorDash to come out to your tent, I'm sure you can have it these days. But hey, good luck. You're a better person than I am, Joe.
Well, thank you, Greg. I'll let you know when I get back if I need glamping the next time. We'll test run the real camping, and then we'll see if we need glamping.
You are a great family man for doing the camping with the young kids. It's something they'll remember, you know,
and they'll
start
and
a tradition.
Excited. So that makes me excited. Like the 5-year-old really wants to do it. Let's do it.
Now, one of my followers on Instagram, Gina, I know I had seen where she went out, and this is something that really interests me. She was out in like on the Colorado River, and I think it's Hot Springs. I don't even know where it is, Hot Springs. But like you look at it, and it's like, that's what I want to do. I want to be
out in
some huge river, whitewater rafting, and then you come back and it's hot springs and you're a natural hot spring and you go into a nice hotel with accommodations. It's a lodge, you know what I mean, where you can get a nice steak.
And you feel like you feel like you're really somewhere if you're in the Rocky Mountains.
Damn right.
No, I mean, like, Poconos is great. I'm excited to go. But like, it's not that far from home, right? It's just not that far. You don't feel like you're really going somewhere. You go to the Rocky Mountains. You've gone somewhere.
Have you been out west at all for?
Not for anything like that. I went to California when I was a kid once, but never like the Rocky Mountains.
I went to Tahoe, and I've been to a couple other places skiing, and it's quite different than what happens on the East Coast.
I'm sure.
I grew up skiing, going up to Killington and the Stowe and the Mount Snow, and really everywhere up and down the Northeast. But I mean, you think, and it is great skiing there. But then you go out west, and you're like, "Wow, like this
that's
is
real.
This
out there.
Is real. It's awesome." All right, Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dominator?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hello.
Yeah, we got you, man.
What's up, Dominic?
What's up, guys? So I agree with the crowd noise. I think it's a good move. I've been watching. I'm a soccer fan, so I feel like the European soccer. They've got it down pat with, like, some chance that their crowd does, you know, at the right times. You have to find the right moments in the game. because it doesn't have to be too constant, because then it gets annoying. And I would love booing. I'm with you, Joe. Let's, like, really get this thing rolling here. I want some booze. So I think it's cool. You know, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I really am.
You give me the booze and I'm in. That's my one thing. I need it authentic. It's not all cheers, especially when a team is struggling. You know how it sounds.
So what are you saying? If a guy goes – he first three at bats, there's a strikeout after the end, like he ends the inning with a strikeout. A Philly.
Well, look, if we have a Philly guy on the soundboard, if Jack or James on the soundboard, they'll know when. We know when to boo.
All right.
Yeah. And the other thing is, John,
yes, and
this goes for you too, Joe, because I think you both are kind of hesitant with the JT Realmuto, like, overpaying him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's certain players in the league, and this is in multiple sports now, especially the NBA, where you just got to overpay him. It's just the way it is. And he, for how good he is at his position, he would be on that list to just overpay him and get him to keep him here. Because if he's not here, he's going to go somewhere like the Mets, and we're going to regret that, and we're only going to regret that we didn't do it because, what, we saved some money?
Yeah, Dominic, here's the thing. I want JT Realmuto back with the Phillies, but I'm not going to rip the Phillies for just giving a blank check to JT Realmuto and saying, well, there's probably nobody out there that's going to give you 6 years, but here you go. Here's 6 years at 125 or 140. Or whatever. Let the market play out. If they don't get JT Realmuto back and he signs with the Mets for a 5-year contract at $120 million, then rip the team. But at this point, it just needs to play out. If I'm the Phillies, I am not giving him a 6-year contract right now. I'm just not.
But John, seriously, and I want your honest answer, and this is for you too, Joe. I mean, when it comes down to it, now's the time to win, not 5 years. I don't care about 5 years.
Not good enough to win
right now.
You're not good enough to win.
It's time to win.
And I hear the point, and I don't want to lose them either. And they are, although I agree with you, John, they're not ready. This is their window. Like, they've set it up to where they have to start winning now.
Thanks, Tom.
The problem is, I get the point that he's worth it, right? You can overpay for him. There's a luxury tax they haven't gone over. Like, every time we do this, there's less money to spend on other players. It's not just about JT Realmuto. How do you build the best team? That's what I'm concerned about. And man, if they have $110 million wrapped up in five players, can Matt Klentak build the rest of a winning team with only $100 million left?
Well,
I don't think so.
But then you know what happens. You get Jack and his mob that's like, just spending the luxury tax.
Well, they should.
But then you get professional broadcasters like me that tell you that they've already told you they're not spending in the luxury tax.
Just because they're dumb doesn't mean I got to accept what they have to say.
Listen, here's the problem. Here's the real problem. Their payroll is fine. The problem is that they've bleeped everything up.
Yeah, we have Robertson and Arrieta.
Yeah, that's the problem, is they constructed it wrong, and they don't have enough young players coming up to supplement the team.
And that's fine. Like, everyone has a budget in life, right?
Yes.
So, say you need a new kitchen, or you really think you need a new kitchen, and you have a budget, and you've already gone over it because you spent other money on dumb things. You can't get the new kitchen. Like, JT might be the kitchen.
Don't talk about your house like that, Joe. I think your house is
No, I agree. Can you explain that to my wife? Please, Joe.
Sometimes you
give her a call.
You
on the
can't
air.
Pay for everything. We already spent bad money somewhere else.
Can you? COVID-19. We can't do everything that we want to, right? I mean, but see, that's the problem, is that the more money you spend on him, the more years you give it to him. When you're actually good enough to contend, now you're looking at JT Realmuto and you're saying like, oh well, geez, it's year four. He's not as good as he used to be, and we're paying him $26 million a year.
And Vinny V still in our rotation?
Oh my God.
Year 9 of Vinny V in the rotation.
One more year.
It was so Vinny Velasquez-ish to be lights out during the scrimmage.
What year are we going on? Are we going on year 5 of Vinny Velasquez?
16. Was 16 the first year?
16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 5.
Yep. Awful.
Awful. Awful. And they still won't even try him as a reliever. They keep bringing him back out as a starter.
Gabe tried it for 10 minutes, and they took it back last year.
Yeah. No, you remember why? Because who else had they trot out there?
They needed him in the rotation.
They had nobody else.
Yep.
They were putting
Irvin.
Oh my God! If there's one player I don't need to see in a game in any sport in this city, it's Cole Irvin coming in.
You're gonna see
him. Don't throw in meatballs.
Don't tell that to his girlfriend. She told me to play in traffic on Twitter. So
did she really?
Yeah.
Were you adding him?
No, I never add anyone.
Well, hopefully she's not listening
right
now.
So what? She was searching his name and then fighting with you?
Yeah, because I destroyed him.
That's bad Twitter etiquette. Like, if you're going to have a professional athlete as your your boyfriend or husband, don't be searching his name when he sucks.
And if your boyfriend has a 5 ERA,
boyfriend throws 86 from the left
side.
Holy
cow, man. I mean, he is just a
Tyler Cloyd 2.0.
If he could at least be good against just lefties, the problem is with baseball now, you can't come in for one batter.
Nope, three now.
So now he's completely worthless.
He's going to pitch a lot this year. He's going to be like that first guy of the bullpen. It's going to be a mess.
Well, when they're down 10-1?
Long guy?
Guy to door and window. Big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit go, GUIDA.com. Let's get some more camping tips for Joe Giglio. Mike and Morton. Hi, Mike.
Yo, guys.
Yo, Mike.
Yo, what's going on?
Are you a camper, Mike?
No, I'm not. But last weekend, we're down the shore, and my wife bought a bag of chocolate-filled marshmallows for s'mores.
So wait, the chocolate's already in the marshmallow, Mike?
Inside the middle of the marshmallow. It was friggin' awesome.
So all you have to, you don't have to do much. You just put them right on the graham cracker, and you're done.
Toast the marshmallow and put it right between the graham cracker.
I know what I'm getting when I leave here. And I'm
they're called stuffed puffs.
They are stuffed marshmallows. They were the best.
Vanilla,
they were great.
You can get classic milk chocolate, vanilla marshmallows filled with real milk chocolate. There you go.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to end up eating these on the way home tonight out of the bag. That's amazing.
Well, then get two bags.
There we go.
All right. And make sure you got plenty of beer.
Oh, yeah, I'll have some cold beer in the cooler. And I'm the only one of the four of us going to drink any beer, so I don't need that many. Just a couple.
Okay, well, all right.
Your son's not gonna have a couple sips?
Here's my wife, just me.
Thank you, Mike. All right, a couple cold ones. Jack, you going to have a couple cold ones this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to have a nice cool one
this
weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Nothing says a nice cold beer like Joe Giglio camping.
I know. He said that so like,
yeah, I'm going to have a
I am.
I'm
going to sit around the fire and have a beer.
I mean, listen.
Yeah,
but
you're just not a beer guy. Like,
I am
yeah,
a
you're
beer
not,
guy.
You're not no, Mac you're... now. Like, when I think beer and men and meat, that's listen, Mac now, not you.
I like beer. I love beer.
Yeah, are you an IPA guy?
I am an IPA guy.
All right.
Joey IPA.
I might not look the part, but I'll drink the beer.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't look the part.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's fair. I never imagine you drinking beer.
No, he does drink beer. It's just
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He'll have beer. It's just like
do you ever get hammered?
High school, like college?
No,
Joe?
Now.
No, not now. I mean,
come on, Joe. You're only 33.
I'm sitting in my house on a Saturday night drinking two.
That's no excuse.
Do you feel a little silly after two?
Not two. I think three might be the.
Okay.
That might be.
When was the last time you were, like, drunk?
I don't remember. Probably at a friend's wedding or something.
Jack's just last
ago.
Weekend.
Last night. Come on, man.
Jack's still recovering over here.
So the mornings I don't hear from you until, like, 9 o'clock. Are they the nights before you were pounding?
No, I'm always up at 7:30.
Okay.
No matter what.
Okay. Just checking. All right, back to the phones. Warren in Gwynedd Valley. Hi, Warren. How are you?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Beautiful day today in Philadelphia.
Oh my God, I'm just hoping. Actually, it's a little bit brighter out, but the rain is still coming down pretty hard. So be careful out there, everybody.
And the good news for Joe is the rain's out of the way, so he's gonna have a great trip.
There we go. A little weather report here, Warren. I need that. That's what I need. I'm not. If it was like today, it'd be a mess. But it looks like we're gonna be all right.
Children with this weather. Oh my God.
Yeah, that'd be a lot. We'd be in the tent the whole time. I don't know.
It
playing
would be
games.
Tough. It'd be tough. That would be. You know, father lessons 101.
For sure.
Anyway,
Warren.
I was thinking about a name for the Washington football team, and what do you think about the Red Bulls?
Well, I think you'd have a copyright issue with Red Bull. The energy drink. I know the soccer team used to be the Red Bulls. The
they
Red
could jump on as a sponsor.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, listen. I don't know if they could afford the NFL's price for being a sponsor. But
well, they need a new sponsor because
FedEx
is upset at them.
Is the Washington Condors, and this is a good one because I understand the Condors are coming back in the United States and would help promote probably the Condors, for beneficial reasons. So that would be a positive for Washington for a change.
Wow, all right. There you go. The Condors.
The only problem so
doesn't
I'm looking
roll,
at
doesn't roll off the tongue.
I'm looking at a condor right now. The logo would be too much like an eagle. He looks like an eagle flying
it's
around.
Too close.
Yeah, it's you can't have another bird in the division on the helmet.
John the Barber checks in with a name. He says, "How about the All Skins, the Washington All Skins.
Inclusive?
A-L-L hyphen Skins.
What about the Pigskins?
I agree with you. It'd be great if you could just kind of keep the Skins just because it's like, you know, but that's probably something they want to totally move away from.
I think they do. I think the more important thing, though, is the color and maybe something red.
Yeah, I think they keep the same color scheme.
Maroon,
it's just going to be a totally different. They want to totally get away from the.
Yeah, they want to get away from that logo and the name.
Right. All right. Benjamin in Downingtown. Ben, go ahead, man. What's up?
Julio, you are out of your mind, dude. You do not go camping in the middle of the summer. It's like 100% humidity. You're going to have swamp bugs while you're sleeping. Like, the mosquitoes are going to be flying around the entire time, dude. You go camping when it's like fall or the spring and it's nice and cold at night. And you around the fire and be like warm. The fires will make you sweat even more.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a little cooler at night. We're up in the Poconos. It won't be as humid as it is here around here at night. I mean, I hear you, Benjamin. I've thought about this, but it's over now. The train's moving. We're going.
Yeah, especially are you going to be in a tent all weekend?
We're going to be in a tent, real tent.
Oh no, man! Oh, it's going to be worse. It's not safe. Those tents trap all the heat in.
Not only that, it's going to be four of us, and I'm sure the two kids aren't going to stay in their spot the whole night. They're going to move around.
This sounds, just as far as sleeping.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be sweaty, hot, nasty mess. It's going to be everybody's going to be grumpy, you got to wait till it's springtime. But there's also a great thing you can buy from Walmart to make the best, sandwiches or the best pies. It's a little baking dish that it folds together. It kind of looks like a big two frying pans that come together, almost like a panini maker.
Yeah, I got you. I know what you're talking about. I forget what it's called.
Pick that up tonight. Yeah, these tips are working out for me.
You're gonna get one of the hot dog things that you can it's like a metal that you can put two hot dogs on and have it over the fire.
Yeah, we have those.
All right, so we're
good.
I can see the weenies on a stick.
Oh.
S'mores.
Joe's a big weenie on a stick guy.
A trout that they catch just on a frying pan.
With his own bare hands?
Yeah. So my 5-year-old has a book about camping, and in the book, it's like it's
so
an old
cool.
book. Like, but it has the dad and the son finding a fish, and then they cook it. So he thought we were doing that. He's like, can we do this? And
I was
like,
you're gonna live on the land.
I was
son.
Like, I don't know if we need to cook the fish. We could fish for one. I'm not sure we're gonna cook it.
You want me to give you my Boy Scout handbook?
Sure.
Go through it
Carry
all.
Carry it on you?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said everybody's going to be grumpy. Joe is not a grumpy guy. Joe will be fine.
Only high school basketball games and traffic.
Right. And we'll give you some of that coming up because we found out earlier in the week that Joe has major road rage. On the other side, we found audio of it. And, it's not really him, but it sounds like he'd be him. Wait till you hear this. This is the most miserable guy in America. Also, the update on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard stories that are going on. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Oh, yeah, there's multiple news stories every day. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, we just talked about the summer heat, and Joe Giglio is going to be in a tent. But what if you're in your house, and it's hot, and it's muggy, and you're trying to go to sleep, and you're looking at your energy bill? And I just actually looked at an email that I got from Pico, and it's like, wow, like not bad. For being in the month of July, my energy bills aren't bad at all, and it's been hot. And that's because I have great windows and doors from Guided Door and Window. Now is the time to get with Guided. When you have those old windows and doors, your heating bills, your cooling bills are through the roof. So you know you need new windows and doors, and right now is the best time to get it because with their big summer sales event, you get 40% off all expertly installed windows and doors, 40% off each window that you buy, and that includes high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows, and 40% off any door that you buy. That's insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, even storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today with no money out of pocket and the luxury of paying it off interest-free for up to 12 months. All prior sales are excluded, but check it out. 40% off and interest-free for up to 12 full months. You got to get in right now, though. These are limited-time savings offers, so call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.